News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Health has signed contracts valued at over $253 million aimed at expanding and improving the quality of care for infants and pregnant women. The contracts include $61.9 million for the design of maternal and neonatal high-dependency units at the Victoria Jubilee, Mandeville Regional, Cornwall Regional, Spanish Town and St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospitals, as well as the Bustamante Hospital for Children. Another $85.5 million will be used to purchase 6 ambulances, while $95.5 million will go towards the procurement of equipment for the Mandeville Regional Hospital's neonatal HDU and ambulances. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the new equipment and facilities will significantly upgrade the quality of Jamaica's maternal and neonatal care.
I believe that this program will result in a major shift in how we manage neonates and pregnant women and will result in significant improvements in these areas. This is just the start of much more to come.
The funds are being provided under the Program for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMAC, facilitated through a grant of approximately $3 billion from the European Union. The National Housing Trust, NHT, will be funding the construction of some 9,000 housing solutions over the next 2 years to enable thousands of families to realize the dream of owning a home. Under its $25 billion housing program, the NHT will offer 7,900 housing solutions directly, and negotiations will be completed shortly for another 1,455 to be provided through interim financing with private developers. The housing projects, some of which are already underway, will involve a mix of houses and residential lots in 42 developments. This expenditure is in addition to a provision of close to $55 billion projected to be spent on awarding mortgages in the non-scheme benefit category, for which the NHT accepts applications daily. NHT Chairman Dr. Carlton Davis says the need for affordable housing is great, and the trust will aggressively redouble its efforts to fulfill its mandate of making it easier for Jamaicans to realize home ownership. Ground was broken for the construction of the James Patterson Infant School in Hanover on Wednesday. The institution will be named in honor of former Prime Minister of Jamaica, Percival James Patterson. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the facility will play a major role in providing education and training opportunities for residents of Dias and adjoining communities.
Today's event is a manifestation of the importance that government places on education as a foundation of prosperity. Early childhood education is a priority. It must be the priority of everyone.
The first phase of the James Patterson Infant School is being funded to the tune of over $100 million by the Ministry of Education, with contributions from several civic and corporate entities being earmarked for phase two. And the Bureau of Standards Jamaica and the Small Business Association of Jamaica have partnered to establish the country's first ever Bamboo Industry Association, BIA. The BIA forms part of collaborations between the government and private sector stakeholders to heighten awareness among owners of properties with bamboo about the potential economic values to be derived from the plant. State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folkes-Abrams, says this new body is critical to the bamboo industry's growth and development.
A multiplier effect will be created when members of our urban and inner city communities and the creative entrepreneurial youth population can buy bamboo from farmers and produce a large range of value-added items and then bring these products to market and generate their own incomes.
Mrs. Folkes-Abrams says the aim is to make Jamaica a world leader in the growing and production of bamboo material. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in
speech, drama, dance, music and traditional folk forms,
Jamaica gospel song,
children's gospel song,
festival song,
world reggae dance championship,
creative writing,
visual arts,
culinary arts,
and the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen.
Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won.
Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms and other details.
Yeah.